W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Former President Trump slammed President Biden after his arraignment on Tuesday. He maintains it was legal for him to keep what he calls his own documents.
Very sad thing to watch. A corrupt sitting president had his top political opponent arrested on fake and fabricated charges of which he and numerous other presidents would be guilty.
CBS's Stephen Portnoy in Miami.
Donald Trump said nothing through the 45-minute proceeding that had him flanked by his attorneys. One of his lawyers entered a not guilty plea on his behalf. The former president sat unsmiling in a red tie and navy blue suit. He at times folded his arms. The presiding magistrate judge said Trump did not have to turn in his passport and that he'll be allowed to travel without restrictions. But the judge said Trump cannot talk about the case with his body man and co-defendant or any of the witnesses that prosecutors might put on a list.
Big celebrations in Vegas after the Golden Knights won the Stanley Cup. The Knights took down the Florida Panthers 9-3 in Game 5 to clinch the title. Captain Mark Stone during a post-game interview on TNT.
The grind of an 82-game season, four playoff rounds, you grind and you grind and you grind, and at the end of the day, the last team standing, it's incredible.
Another New York Mets pitcher ejected for sticky stuff. Drew Smith was kicked out following a foreign substance check. These ejections come with an automatic 10-game suspension. Smith is the second Mets player ejected for sticky stuff this season, joining Max Scherzer in April. A tractor-trailer exploded on I-95 in Philadelphia this past weekend, causing part of the interstate to collapse. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg on the impact it's having.
This tragic crash is having an outsized impact on commuters and on goods movement up and down the I-95 corridor. It's a key artery for the movement of people and goods, and that's why it's so important to make sure that it's restored quickly.
Do you still write checks? Beware, says CBS's Jim Crisola.
A surge in fraud involving written checks is being fueled by a rise in organized crime. It's forcing small businesses and individuals to take additional safety measures or to avoid sending checks through the mail altogether. Banks reported about 650,000 check fraud cases last year, up from 350,000 in 2021.
And Pulitzer Prize-winning author Cormac McCarthy has died. He was long considered one of America's greatest writers for violent novels such as The Road, Blood Meridian, and No Country for Old Men. He died Tuesday at his home in Santa Fe, New Mexico. He was 89. This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Hey, Jay, can you finish that induction range installation tomorrow?
Orders have really amped up at Nate's Electric.
We need to finish installing it first in Maine. Did we hear back from the grocery chain?
It's no shock he needs electricians, like yesterday.
Smart fridge. Everybody wants one of those these days.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Sizzling summer savings are happening now at Ashley. Get ready to save on the hottest furniture styles for every room in your home. Upgrade your living room with a new sectional. Create a restful retreat with a new bed. Or elevate your dining room with a new dining set. And to make these sizzling savings even hotter, we offer flexible payment options for every budget. Score savings that are almost too hot to handle. Visit your local Ashley store or ashley.com to shop and save today.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
More than 7,000 truck accidents happen every year in Wisconsin. These accidents can be devastating, resulting in severe damage and trauma, often more severe than a regular car accident. Gingras Thompson & Wachs can help. They'll assist you not only with the driver of the semi, but also the trucking and insurance companies, making sure you receive the compensation you deserve.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Fox, GTWLawyers.com.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, June 14th. In Wood County, the City of Wisconsin Rapids Police and Fire Commission will meet at 7:30 a.m. in the first floor conference room at City Hall. They will discuss the monthly report and activities of the police and fire departments with each department chief. The Wood County Traffic Safety Commission will meet at 10:30 at the Highway Department Conference Room in Wisconsin Rapids. The Wastewater Treatment Commission meeting will take place at 1:30 at the Wastewater Treatment Plant Conference Room. Waterworks and Lighting Commission will hold their regular meeting at 2 in their conference room. In Portage County, the Housing Authority Board of Commissioners will meet at 4. In Adams County, the Public Safety and Judiciary Committee will meet at 9 at the Adams County Courthouse. The Land Advisory Committee will meet from 2 to 3:30 at Strong's Prairie Town Hall. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 55. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 82. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows level off around 54. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Picked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boom boom. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
How does that famous quote go? First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they try to fundraise off of you? Is that how it goes, Jane?
I think it's something along those lines.
Yeah, totally. So my question to start today's show is, does fear motivate you to donate to political causes, to either political campaigns or to parties? Or what motivates you to donate to a political cause? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Because I can't wait to find out, and I probably never will, how much money the Wisconsin GOP was able to raise off of an email where they attacked Civic Media.
Our company?
Well, they don't name us by name.
Oh.
And they don't.
That's kind of a diss, isn't it?
And they don't name our CEO, Sage Weil, by name. But I don't know many other Wisconsin-based donors who've bought 18 radio stations in the last year. I don't think there's more than one.
I think one.
I think just there's one. Just one.
Yeah.
And so this was forwarded to me yesterday. And I'm going to start with the caveat of fundraising emails are awful.
No matter which party.
No matter which party, no matter which campaign, they're unrelenting. I get ads or like email fundraising ads for people who don't live in Wisconsin. I got one yesterday. Like, I was looking up to see other comparisons to, I was like, because they're just written so dramatically. And I've been wanting to do a series of videos of fundraising emails, dramatic readings of fundraising emails, because they're so apt. They're so over the top.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got one that was from Mark Pocan's email address, but it was for a guy who's going to run against Ted Cruz. And, you know, you're like, unsubscribe, unsubscribe, unsubscribe. But, you know, this is someone's job to write emails to motivate you or scare you.
Yes.
Or make you so angry that you want to give $20, $25, $50, blah, blah, blah. Donate now. Donate now. Help us help you.
If you wait, it's too late.
And so across the board, they're dramatic. They're over the top. They're awful. Fundraising emails. But also sometimes they just flat out lie.
No. Stop.
And, you know, to a certain extent, you're okay with it because you're like, well, you know, this is, it's like the political campaign ads on TV, like, right? They just, they exaggerate, they stretch the truth. But never have I ever been involved in an organization that is on, you know, the side, the subject of getting, you know, being the scare tactic.
Well, exactly.
And I am taking, because like I said, the, you know, the quote that is sometimes attributed to Gandhi, if you quickly, you find out it is not, when you Google it, it is not, Gandhi did not say this. So we're going to say unknown. But the actual quote is, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win.
Ooh.
But I'm saying, in this case, it feels like first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they try to fundraise off of you.
I like that.
And so I'm going to read, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it plays into so many tropes, and it just makes me think, like, who falls for this? And I'm asking you at home, what motivates you to donate? Like, would, if flip this around of scare tactics from a different angle, different topic, is this what gets you to click the donate button? But
844-967-2789, by the way, 844-96-PARTY, you can call and or text.
So this comes from the Wisconsin Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts with, I'm gonna address it to you, because this was not sent to me directly. It was forwarded to me.
All right.
Jane.
Yes.
We have some bad news for you. One of the largest liberal mega donors in Wisconsin just bought up 18 radio stations across the state.
I'm terrified.
This purchase will result in the silencing of Fox News programming, and it's being replaced with left-wing propaganda.
Fox News? Okay, continue.
This looks very reminiscent of when billionaire George Soros, anti-Semitic red flag, bought up radio stations in multiple states last year to silence conservatives and buy Democratic wins. Now, with Wisconsin as the top battleground state for 2024, Democrats are clearly following the Soros playbook to try to buy, all caps, this election. We have to, all caps, fight back and do everything we can to ensure this doesn't happen. Please make a contribution.
Yelly. It's very yelly.
But also just the aesthetically, every sentence basically has a different type of like accent font. So one is highlighted in red and bold. One is italicized. One is underlined. One is just bolded. And then one is hyperlinked. So bolded and underlined.
Somebody had fun with fonts. Come on. You got it. Yeah. You at least have to give them that.
And, you know, anyone who knows what civic media's mission is, how quickly we've acquired and grown, and transparently, who our CEO is, what his background is, both how well he's done in his career and how he has used that money to try to preserve democracy since moving to a swing state in 2016 with him and his family. And that has, up until starting civic media, looked as he was one of the biggest Democratic donors. And it's interesting, though, when you hear him talk, and he's said it on this program before, it's not so much that he just carries water for the Democratic Party. It's that it was very clear that there was one party that was
dominating,
trying to preserve democracy, and there was one that was not. And so with civic media, this is not a left-wing propaganda machine. And I hopefully am not seen as a left-wing propaganda machine. I am certainly left, but I am I am not a partisan. I don't carry water. I am not paid by the Democratic Party. No one in this station is paid by the Democratic Party. We do not exist to get Democrats elected. And so my thing is, this is just so interesting because I don't think anyone was paying attention to, has been, I, you know, who's been paying attention to us? I was not aware that the Republicans were very worried about us.
Seriously.
And so it falls into that line of first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, which I have seen some tweets of. I think I saw one over the, when we did our ad giveaway.
Oh, the million dollar.
Which was still a great idea. The
million dollar giveaway. It was a wonderful idea.
I saw some tweets of, oh, they're giving ads away. I bet they're not even going to be here in a year. So, you know, then they laugh at you. But now they're obviously something shifted for them that this was an email that they thought they had to send out. But it's chock full of lies and attacks. And it's also framed to scare the crap out of whoever gets this email to motivate them to vote and to donate. And so my question to you is, does this work?
Does the fear thing, is that what spurs you? It's like, yep, I'm going to finally donate because I'm terrified of this little radio company silencing Fox voices, which, by the way, from what I understand, none of the stations that we have purchased aired any Fox programming.
No.
None. Zippo. Zero.
There could have been, we were talking about that this morning. We were like, the out of all the stations, because WAUK before was an ESPN station, so it was sports.
It was sports.
WTTN in Madison, which is now WMDX, before that was a Spanish-speaking sports station. But across the board, it's some of them have been music stations in the past, but because I asked that specifically, I said, well, did we replace Fox, like the news, like in the same way that we carry AP or ABC
or
CBS at the top of the hour or the bottom of the hour? Was that Fox? And I don't think it was. And so the only thing potentially is like in a filler afternoon slot for any of these smaller radio stations that didn't have 12 hours of original programming,
right. They
slotted in a Hannity or something like that. But like, we haven't kicked any conservatives off the air. And even more so, Jane can attest to this because she was usually the one sending the invitation. I have so many email receipts of Republicans I have invited to be on this show. Every single Democrat candidate we had on in the fall, we reached out to their opponent. And not one even emailed us back.
Not one response. And several, I emailed several times.
We aired Dan Kelly ads on the Madison station.
Yeah.
And so this idea to paint us as left-wing propaganda, when I'm certainly not told what I can and cannot talk about.
Oh, you didn't get the memo?
I didn't get the memo. Are you getting these memos where you're told that you have to carry water for the Democrats?
Only about music. That's
how
they direct me. Yeah.
So anyways, it's kind of fun to be on the other side of something like this. But we would love to hear from you. I guess, one, what motivates you to donate, but also just, do you have a reaction to the Republicans being aware of civic media and being so scared, even though we're here to preserve lowercase democracy and have conversations and lift up many voices?
Are we the boogeyman?
Are we the boogeyman? Good question. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We're going to keep it rolling after the break. Yeah. I want to put on my boogie shoes to boogie with you. Well, I want to put on my boogie shoes to boogie.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yeah.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 a.m. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 5:40 a.m., WAUK.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast overnight with lows around 54. Northerly winds around 5 miles an hour. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 76. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms, 55. Temps a bit below average Thursday and Friday with highs in the mid-70s. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
This summer, 5:40 a.m. WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. On 5:40 a.m. WAUK.
I go in my Louis Vuitton, but even with nothing on, bet I made you look. I made you look. I'll make you double take. Soon as I walk away, call up your chiropractor just in case your neck breaks.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we are talking about email that got forwarded to me yesterday.
Yes.
That was a fundraising email from the Wisconsin GOP, specifically calling, well, not by name, but alluding to a certain mega donor who's bought 18 radio stations in order to silence conservatives. And because there's only one that they could be talking about, they are talking about Civic Media. They are talking about our CEO. And they make it sound so scary as far as what our mission is and, you know, the anti-Semitic dog whistle of throwing George Soros in there.
Yep.
And but not only that, then they also go on to talk about how they help them protect from Democrats stealing the election again. So it's just like they really played the hits in this email. And I'm just wondering, like, are we that scary?
Apparently so.
I'm pretty sure this is like the softest softball show around.
Well,
do I ask
but think
unfair
about
unfair questions of our guests?
But think about the highly controversial, just about walking the edge guests we had in the second half of yesterday's show.
I mean, it's really left-wing propaganda.
I'm telling you.
When you're talking to people about master cheesemaker programs.
I know.
And what it takes to be basically the sommelier of cheese.
Yeah. It's that, Kristen,
just
screams.
Silencing.
Screams controversy.
Just squashing the First Amendment.
Yeah. That's like when we talk to cranberry growers, you know, the radical liberal cranberries.
But on top of this, as Crute, when Crute was on Friday, is the fact that they're also, the GOP is not, also has denied media access from Civic Media to go to their convention this weekend.
Yep.
And at first, we were invited, it sounds like, and then we put in our money to be able to go and attend. And then as of last week, that check was returned and they said that we are not welcome there. And I just, it's so unfortunate to me because the way my mind works is at any given point, when you're a political party in Wisconsin, you know who your base is. And there's things that you have to do to motivate your base to get excited, to volunteer, to donate, to make sure they turn out when the vote actually comes. But you got those people. And there's probably not a ton that the other party is going to do to convince them to vote for them. It's kind of like, are they going to vote? Or are they not going to vote?
Right.
But there is a pretty strong contingent of people who go back and forth, who sometimes, you know, look at the, they always talk about the Obama-Trump voters, right?
Right.
And in, when you look at the landscape and the demographics of people in Wisconsin who are independents, who don't vote down, like down ballot, one party, and that's it. Wouldn't you think that part of your media calculus would be to reach people where they're at and talk to, be on and talk to different groups instead of just like only going on right-wing radio.
Right.
Only talking to Wisconsin Right Now. Only talking to, I don't know what the other one is. Oh, Empower Wisconsin. Never mind. They shut down. but you know, like in the, and like that is the whole reason any of the approach that I've taken is like, be true to the opinions that I have, but try to talk about things in a way that doesn't belittle people for thinking differently necessarily. Because ultimately, how are you ever supposed to get out of your own echo chamber and talk to people who may or may not agree with you or who could see things differently if you're not trying to talk to them where they're at? So like their refusal to come on any of our shows, their refusal to let us be at their convention. It's like, aren't you in the game right now of trying to convince more people to get on board with your party and your platform, considering how many statewide elections you've lost? Like, shouldn't you be expanding your reach? But what do I know? 844-967-2789.
844-96-PARTY. Eric from Tosta just texted us. I just heard about this and my initial reaction is winning. We have Ralph from Milwaukee on the phone. Hey, Ralph, what do you think? Are we the boogeyman?
No, absolutely not. I'm a senior older than Earl, and I must admit that I always consider myself an independent. However, after the current legislature, or the, shall we say, the majority party in our state legislature, passed laws or changed rules on something like 140 different issues, where at one time they said all governing should be local, and they turned that on their head, I'm saying to myself, well, wait a second. You said one thing, and now you're doing another. And now that you've been in control of the legislature and our state government for something like a dozen years, what the heck? I'm not going to end up saying that $100 break on my property taxes is going to get me to consider voting for you, considering what you have flip-flopped on and done it so aggressively.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's something where, as a senior on a fixed income, I asked the wife if we could afford sending some money to some local politicians, meaning up to the state level, city, county, and state. But I get the emails from, well, like the cruise one you referenced. I got that one. Yes, I did. And so it's just something where I get these out-of-state ones, and I'm saying to myself, I'm on a fixed income. Sure, if I was, Arnold Schwarzenegger and had a ton of bucks, I might be able to afford donating to out-of-state campaigns. But I'm trying to protect my own backyard.
Absolutely.
And so it's something where 30 years ago, I remember when NAFTA was an issue and the other AM stations.
Ralph, unfortunately, we're at 20 seconds till a break, so I got to cut you off. But thank you so much for giving us a call. We got to go to break right now. But RPW launched an attack on civic media yesterday because we have the audacity to tell the truth and try to preserve democracy. What are they so scared of? 844-967-2789.
This summer, 5:40 a.m.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in Central Wisconsin. Four northeastern Wisconsin counties are in the top 10 for tourism and spending in the state. Pete Schwaba has the story.
Brown County was ranked 5th, Outagamie 7th, Door County ranked 8th, and Winnebago ranked 9th. According to the Green Bay Press-Gazette, the reasons for the increase in visits to the area include the Packers, youth sports, lodging and dining, as well as the state's Lake Michigan shorelines. The area saw overall spending of $1.6 billion.
Local government representatives say they're happy with the deal that will bring them $500 million. Local governments have been pushing for years to get more money from the state, and they will finally get it under the first changes to the shared revenue system in decades. Groups like the Wisconsin League of Municipalities say the money will pay for essential services like police, fire protection, and streets. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 55. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 82. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows level off around 54. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
The mega donor who has bought out 18 radio stations to silence conservative voices.
I just can't get enough of that. I'm sorry.
Despite the fact that is unbelievably antithetical to what Civic Media's mission is. In fact, I actually got pushback via email for inviting a conservative on the show, which I am actively trying to consistently get more people conservatives, just people who don't agree with me necessarily on the show, who was not thrilled that I gave that person an opportunity to talk. And I was like, you know that this doesn't exist just to push a progressive or liberal or democratic agenda, right?
It's like about conversation.
It's about conversation and ideas and the best ideas, getting behind those.
And getting back to the day when people who had differing opinions could sit down and talk about those differing opinions without yelling over each other and screaming over each other and resorting to insults and curse words.
Or just cutting them out of your life.
Yeah.
And yet, the fact, and it's also the fact that most news talk radio in Wisconsin, besides civic media, if anything, we've added more variety to what was already there.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Most talk radio that exists in Wisconsin is either sports talk or has a right lean. And if anything, isn't that just free market and capitalism of having a wider variety of options to choose from when it comes to locally made content?
Well, and I was thinking as I was driving out here this morning, by the way, if you want to check in on this, is civic media the boogeyman? Are we scary? Are we going for global domination? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. But I was thinking about, as you said, all the myriad things we have covered in the less than a year that we have been together. Obviously, radical leftist agenda when we talk to the DNR about wild parsnips and becoming a state park ranger. I mean, Habitat for Humanity. It's just, it's glaringly obvious.
Well, and also, you know, Todd Elba was a lifelong Republican.
30 years.
Worked in the Capitol. Joel Clayfish, raised in Wisco, was a Republican.
Married to
former candidate for governor Republican. Charlie Barron's completely nonpartisan, very, very intentionally nonpartisan. A lot of our shows at night necessarily aren't like political. And I think part of the thing that sucks is the blurred lines between having an opinion on an issue that is then deemed inherently right or left. So like by talking about abortion, which we're going to do today with Jenny Higgins, who is the director of CORE at UW-Madison on the, you know, because we're approaching a year since Dobbs. Like by just talking about Dobbs and abortion and being pro-choice makes us inherently Democrat. Like we're Democrats, right? Like instead of being able to parse out issues and have opinions on issues, your opinion thus makes you, well, you're just a liberal Democrat.
Based on that one thing.
Or you're just a conservative. It's like we can't actually have opinions on any of these things without being the label coming with it, and thus the show being propaganda. And it's just funny to me because it's like they're pushing us out there, and like the way that they worded the email is pushing us out there as like the enemy, when in reality, what we're trying to be is neutral, right? Like any one of the shows, like we have the different hosts have their opinions, but there is no doctrine from the top down on what we can or cannot talk about, what we can or cannot say, what type of, you know, messaging we're supposed to be pushing. Like, if anything, I probably have too much free reign.
Shh. Don't spread that around.
Am I allowed to talk about this?
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Is civic media the boogeyman, according to a new fundraising email from the Wisconsin GOP? Texter from the 414 says, was the news on WRJN a Fox News source? I don't believe so. But if that was the case, it was probably one of the only ones. Keep up the good work. Yes, I believe that you are making a difference through your thoughtful subjects. Maybe people are finally deciding they like informative, positive radio rather than talkers that are negative and condescending about people that have an opinion. You and civic media rock.
Ah, thank you.
Thank you so much, 414.
I actually got that compliment. I was the MC at Habitat for Humanity Waukesha on Friday night.
Yeah.
Which was really fun. I mean, don't give me a microphone and not think that I'm going to have a good time. But, you know, I ran into Rich, who's the president of Waukesha Technical College, who we've had on the show before. And he said the same thing. He's like, you know, what's great about your show is that you are relentlessly positive. And he's like, there's not a lot of other shows that do that. And certainly, I think the model so long has been for a lot of different talk shows and political talk shows has been to scare the crap out of you.
Outrage
or
machine.
Just make you really angry.
Yes, feed the outrage.
And like, there's obviously things that I get upset about. And sometimes we come in here and it's certainly not as funny as I would like it to be or as lighthearted as I would like it to be. But, you know, we pick our spots. But ultimately, like, I can't live like that.
To be angry?
To be angry. To have your job be to stoke the flames every day for 2 to 3 hours a day. Like, that ages you.
It's exhausting. It is. And I think, too, Kristen, I think you are inherently a positive person. That is just who you are. It is.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing.
You, not so much.
I am here to bring balance and cynicism and some... slightly bitter.
You've seen more than I have.
Slightly bitter jadedness to the program.
I feel like you've probably gotten burned more than I have in life, so you've earned your cynicism.
Thank you.
Versus, you know, I've been able to be a little more Pollyanna of like, everyone should just get along. all right. Well, I would still love to hear from you as far as reactions to... oh, you got a good text?
John from Menominee Falls. Oh, you're killing me. As long as you continue pushing the seditious lie that guacamole is made from avocados, you cannot be trusted. Thank you for that, John.
That's really funny. We have a comment on the Facebook live stream. You can always watch us along with listen on either YouTube Live, Facebook Live, Twitter Live, and you can find that at As Goes Wisconsin on all social medias. But Roger Frost says, civic media has made a big difference. I would have never heard of Judge Janet if it weren't for Matt Flynn.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
And again, it's not about pushing out disinformation. It's pushing out information that's accurate.
And yes. Yes. Right? And... certainly, the talk shows are talk shows, right?
Right.
I am not a journalist.
It's an opinion program.
My biggest fear is being just saying something that is flat out wrong, which is why I don't try it, like, when I don't have the numbers in front of me, which is why I spend so much time on my outlines so I can have my references in front of me. But, like, I certainly try to not make things up. But ultimately, I am not a journalist. All of our talk shows... not journalists.
Right.
They are opinion shows. Our top of the hour news, our bottom of the hour news, our coverage when we do elections, like that is the difference. And part of this is the blurred lines as far as how much news has bled into becoming entertainment.
Yeah.
Because of cable news, because of Rush Limbaugh. It's like because we're talking about the news, we get mistaken for the news, and that we're purporting things to be objective versus subjective in our commentary on top of facts that have happened.
Right.
But ultimately, when we talk about the news deserts that have been created across the state, across the country, but we're talking about Wisconsin, you know, I say this as a part-time Gannett employee at Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and Milwaukee Journal Sentinel still... cooking. They do some great journalism.
Yes, they do.
But the outstate properties that Gannett also has gobbled up are hurting. And they're, you know, the homepage of the Wisconsin Rapids Tribune versus the Green Bay Gazette, like, look really similar.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a lot of, like, local journalism for each of those places, despite how distinct and different they are.
That's because they don't want to pay on-the-ground reporters.
Exactly. And so much of what media has been available that is local to your community has had a right tilt, and it's been right-wing radio or Sinclair-owned news stations for the 5 o'clock news. And so what we're here to do is tell the truth with integrity and also be entertaining.
And encourage community.
That is absolutely true.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Is Civic Media the boogeyman?
I just got a kick out of this.
I agree with you.
And I don't know, maybe it's funny to think about who, since I've never worked for either a campaign or a party, of like, whose job is it to write these emails and come up with the ideas? Because like, you have to hit X amount per week, right? They hit you, it's like e-commerce marketing emails where it's like, oh my God, how many of these 30% sales can I get from Banana Republic? Like, I get it. You never have to pay the full price on anything at that store. But eventually, you know, they get you to sign up with their 10% off deal. And then ultimately you get hit with like 5 emails a day. And so same thing goes with the parties and the campaigns of how much they're hitting your inbox. And you have to come up with something new each time. But it's just interesting to me of like, where is this person rank that's writing these emails?
Can't be very high up their job.
How many approvals did they have to get in order to press send?
What's the vetting process?
What's the vetting process on this? I have so many more questions that I'll probably never get answered. Like, I desperately want to know how much money they raised off this email.
844-967-2789. GOP, give us a call. Check in. You're more than welcome to join us.
Yeah, I made a video about it last night, because of course I did. And someone said, are you going to try to get the person who wrote the email on your show so you can talk to them? I was like, sure. I don't know if that's going to work, but I will try to find the person who wrote this email specifically and try to have a conversation about it with them.
That could be fascinating. I don't even, not quite sure where we would start that process.
Just reply to the original email and be like, hey, we want to chat?
We love this.
Anyways, all right. Well, when we come back from our next break, we're going to move on to the good, the bad, and the ugly of not necessarily Wisconsin headlines, but headlines in general. And then later on in the show, after the top of the hour news, we're going to be talking to Jenny Higgins, who is the lead for UW's Center for Reproductive Equity, which is a nonpartisan organization. She has a lot of experience and expertise when it comes to policy and history of reproductive rights in Wisconsin. And then at the bottom of at 11:30, we're going to be talking to Ray Hill, who is the executive director of the historic King Drive Business Improvement District in Milwaukee, because Juneteenth is coming up and they always have a big celebration for that on MLK Drive. But also just I feel like every time I drive down MLK in Milwaukee, there's new businesses that are opening.
Something's happening.
They just put on little bump outs to kind of curb the Milwaukee slide, which I think is genius. So we'll ask her about those developments, if that's helping with reckless driving, anything else that's coming up this summer for MLK Drive. But stick around. We would love to hear from you. If you have any more thoughts on is Civic Media the boogeyman, 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Monday through Friday, 1 until 3, Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 a.m., Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 a.m. WAUK.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast overnight with a low of 54. North winds around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 76. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night, 55. Partly cloudy. Temps below average Thursday and Friday with highs in the mid-70s. Chance for scattered showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
As Goes Wisconsin, I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And before we move on to the good, the bad, and the celebratory of headlines today, we had one more text.
We did. And again, if you missed, we've been talking about an email that went out yesterday from the Wisconsin Republican Party seeking donations after discovering that someone has been buying radio stations in Wisconsin that has a different message than the typical talk radio station.
And in doing so is obviously silencing conservatives and trying to buy elections.
Yeah. 844-96.
So donate now.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY from the 414. Your show is a welcome break from the fear-mongering pontificating from other right-leaning talk stations dominated by conservative old men. It is also refreshing to hear women's perspectives on women's issues.
Shocking!
Oh, stop. Stop it.
Why? I feel like it's a whole other topic, but I guess you've spent way more time in music radio than talk radio.
Yes.
And even since coming to this show, before that, you were in news rather than opinion.
Correct.
For talk radio.
Yep.
Why is there so few women? Is that like a thesis that would take that entire like show for you to get into?
My last day at my previous employers, and I was talking to one who is our friend.
Yeah.
And another host who's there, who's a good guy. But they asked me live on the air, why aren't there more women in radio? And I said, you're asking me? I said, I can give you the names of about five guys you should call.
Hmm.
They could explain it better than me.
The people who are actually hiring?
That might have something to do with it,
but
Kristen.
Do you think there's a lot of women who are trying to be in talk radio? Because it's interesting to me because I know tons of women who do podcasts now. But, like, do you think that there was a bottleneck of women who wanted to do news talk radio who just never got the opportunity because all the slots were taken by old white men?
I think that's probably it. And now,
because if you think about some of the guys, especially in the Milwaukee area, who've been doing their show, they've been doing it for a long time.
For decades.
And it's not like those opportunities pop up that often to, like, get your own show.
Exactly. And yeah. And the entire nature of the radio industry has changed so vastly in the last 20 years, salaries are not what they were. You can probably make just as much money doing your own podcast if you can get the sponsors.
If you can get the sponsors in the audience.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is what it's all about. But it's just, it's a difficult industry. It's always been a difficult industry, and it's always been male-dominated. When I went to broadcasting school, out of 24 of us, there were 3 women.
Wow.
And that was in 1980. 1981.
Wow. That's wild. All right. Well, now we have to run through these pretty quickly.
Okay.
So the good headline for today. First of its kind, Illinois law will penalize libraries that ban books.
Yay.
So Illinois is flipping the script on book bans. Yesterday, Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a bill to prevent book bans in the state, making it the first state in the country to pass such a measure. So this obviously refers to public libraries. And it's not that they'll have every book, but basically trusting their librarians, shocking, I know, to pick what books are in the library. The bad, and this is bad and then sad, but fentanyl now the number one killer in Wisconsin, according to a new study. So research group Forward Analytics, the number one killer for ages 25 to 54 is fentanyl.
Oh, that's so sad.
It's increased by 1,000% from 2015 to 2021.
That's shocking.
Killing more than 4,300. This is not nationally, in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin. Oh, my goodness.
And so that is certainly bad. And then the last one is, that last headline is the celebratory, because the Denver Nuggets won their first ever NBA championship after defeating the Miami Heat in 5 games last night. Party at Casa Bonita.
Yeah.
Do you know that reference?
No.
South Park?
No.
Okay. but Mike and I watched the end of the game, and I immediately had flashbacks to when we were at the winning game.
Sure, for the Bucks.
For the Bucks 2 summers ago, and I was really happy for Denver. I would have been, you know, Jimmy Butler really played his heart out for the entire finals, but knowing what it was like to be in Milwaukee after winning for the first time after 50 years, for 47 years of their existence as the Denver Nuggets, to finally win a championship, I was very happy for them. So hats off to Denver. Enjoy it. But hopefully the Bucks will be back better than ever next season.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can always call and or text. We were talking about the dearth of women in radio and our friend Robert from Port Edwards. Robert, you said you have personal experience with this.
Good morning. Yes, I do. I'm full disclosure, I am the Blues show host for WWSP Stevens Point in University of Stevens Point. Yeah, I'm on Saturdays from 3 until 6 p.m. 90 FM, your only alternative. That being said, I work with some phenomenal young ladies, DJs, and granted they're spinning records and all that, but they are very vocal in their opinions on things, and with some of the programming you really can't get out there and have the dialogue and the discussions like you two are able to do. But where I'm going with this is the program should be encouraged. You know, the media, and in particular radio media, should be encouraged. And quite honestly, at the university level, we're struggling to get any funding whatsoever from the state to support the program. There's some really interesting and talented and driven kids, and then I say kids, they're young adults, that are really up and coming. They're little rock stars in their own right, and my hat's off to them. So if at the state level we can do some encouragement to improve the funding and the impetus to radio as a medium that's able to reach, you know, you get in your car, you got the radio on, your home painting, got the radio on, right? So let's encourage that, and by all means, listen to WWSP.
There you go. Good to know, Robert.
Thanks a lot, Robert. Have a good day.
Thank you so much. All right. Well, that will do it for us for this first hour of our program. When we come back, Jenny Higgins, director of the UW's Center for Reproductive Equity, will be here. Stay tuned. We have the top of the hour news, and then we'll be right back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control. Yikes! So you're on your own with the WASPs. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes
Awareness Podcast. WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for News Talk